Good afternoon. In 2016, Austin and Travis County experienced another outbreak associated with cyclosporiasis. Traditionally, or historically, Austin and Travis County have been affected by the Texas statewide outbreaks of cyclospora since 2013. For those unfamiliar with cyclospora, it's a diarrheal illness caused by the cyclospora parasite, not traditionally spread person to person. People typically get sick by eating a contaminated food item, often fresh produce item, or contaminated water source. We used our best practices from our 2015 investigations to rapidly identify suspect food vehicles in 2016. So in anticipation of another outbreak year, the state health department and local health department sent a notification to county providers regarding laboratory and reporting criteria. And we got our first case reported to us on June of last year, which also coincided with our investigation, or I'm sorry, 1 year anniversary from the prior 2015 year. We had cases reported through the month of June through mid-July, with some domestically acquired infections and some folks reporting international travel history. When restaurant A was identified, we had two confirmed and two epi-linked probable cases with two separate dining exposures. All cases reported onsets of illness around the July 4th weekend and consuming food from restaurant A on either June 25th or June 27th. We used the CDC cyclosporiasis HypeGen questionnaire to interview all of our cases for this investigation, and we also asked cases to review their credit and debit card records to prompt dietary recall because we were asking folks to review 14 days for their incubation period. We used a line list to track common food exposures like cilantro, lettuces, and berry consumption, also common restaurants they visited, and international travel history. Once we identified restaurant A, we reviewed the menu items and ingredients from the restaurant cluster and then conducted a site visit to collect invoice records. When we conducted our first site visit on July 22nd, we reviewed the recipes and identified several different menu items, but none of them contained fresh produce items except for a coleslaw salad. The coleslaw mix only contained fresh green cabbage and carrots, so we hypothesized that those may be the suspect food vehicles of this restaurant cluster. It's important to note here that this restaurant did not use any cilantro in any menu item. While we were also there, the restaurant manager identified additional sick patrons that he provided contact info for so we could follow up with that. In the end, we had about six separate dining exposures, with each case identifying a meal item with coleslaw mix consumed. We had other state and local entities report to us that they had cases in their jurisdiction that ate at this restaurant as well. In total, about 15 cases. We also identified three symptomatic restaurant A food handlers that had ongoing exposure during our period of interest and also had onset during the time our cases were reporting. Here is our epi curve of cyclospora cases reported in Travis County from June through early August. Our restaurant exposures occurred during the last week of June, with onsets occurring during the first week of July, indicated in the yellow. An identification and restaurant visit occurred 2 to 3 weeks afterwards. We did not have any other cases report exposure to restaurant A after July 10th, which suggests a limited exposure to a contaminated food item. From the records that we collected from restaurant A for carrots and cabbage, carrots were linked to Mexico origin, and then the cabbage was undetermined origin. So thank you, Texas Rapid Response Team, for finding the carrots. We were able to in the end, we identified two produce items that have not been linked to domestically acquired cyclosporiasis. Our established relationships with our local and state partners aided in the rapid identification of the source of this outbreak, or suspected source of this outbreak. And this investigation also serves as an important reminder to look for other sources of contamination for domestically acquired cyclosporiasis. It is not always the cilantro. So thank you.